Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began nearly 4.5 years ago, then as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause, as a timeout to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various and different needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 19th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children we've been collectively davening for, including Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Elini Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. Additionally, please keep in mind those who are still tragically being held captive. Of course, our brothers and sisters, the precious brothers and sisters being held captive as hostages in Gaza, Arvin Netanel, Ben Sonia Piona being unjustly held in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz, who was recently in Russia, was recently convicted for many years to spend in a prison in Russia, and they all then speedily return to their families and all those in need of the refuah. May they have a refuah shalema. And for whatever reason we're on this call, those davening for shidduchim, those davening for children in need of parnasa, in need of strength, whatever the purpose be for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for all of Klal Yisrael, may all of our tefillos be answered with tova for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Shoshan of Avas Torah of the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, where it is hot and humid today, very similar to the weather here in Boca. Rabbi Shoshan and I were just on the phone, and at some point he said, I think we have to get off to get onto the Tehillim call. So here we are. Rabbi Shoshan will share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by the recitation of our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English, and then the three Mishaberach we say here daily on the call, the Mishaberach for the members of the IDF, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, those who are still being held captive, and Rabbi Shoshan will conclude with the Mishaberach v'cholim, all those in need of a refuah, and we'll pause for a lengthy time to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. To sponsor a segment or sponsor one of the days or a week or a month of the Tehillim call, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, we appreciate your sponsorship and your generosity and for enabling and allowing the program to continue full force. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shoshan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to all those who are behind organizing this call and sponsoring and supporting what you do, and particularly, although we don't see each other, the reality is that whoever is calling in all the time, you are the strength of this call, and you make it happen each and every day and motivate the OU to continue strong this way and serve each other. And I'm honored to be here. In this week's Parsha, we encounter the Parsha of Karbonos, of the different offerings that are offered every day and on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh and on all of the Yamim Tovim. And this begins with the familiar words, particularly for those men who daven in Shul on Rosh Chodesh, or for those who are careful to say the Karban Tamid every day. It begins with the words of Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, command the Jewish people, v'amar ta'alehem, and tell them, es korbani lachmi li'ishai re'ef nichuchi, ishmeru l'hakir li b'mo'ado. The different terms for a korban are expressed, and say, ishmeru, be careful to bring them in their proper time. And two questions arise, brought by, first, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asked one of the questions, but it's quoted by the Nesiv HaShalom, and then the Rebbe Nesiv HaShalom asked the second question as well. The first question is, why is this parsha recorded here in Parshas Pinchas? After all, this command, this set of commands of what the proper carbon would be every day and on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh and on all of the Yom Tovim, undoubtedly was these laws were observed for all 40 years in the Midbar. Because it's clear from Parshas Emor, it's clear from Parshas Tetzaveh and many other places that we didn't build a Mishkan in order to then not use it. So all of these karbonos were offered throughout the 40 years from the time the Mishkan had been built. And yet they're only recorded here in a place that's obviously at the very end of our time before entering Eretz Yisrael. It immediately follows the minui, the appointment of Yehoshua as the leader of Klal Yisrael, which is obviously in the very end of our time there, once Moshe Rabbeinu knows that he will not enter the land, after the death of Miriam and Aaron, and after all the events of Arvos Moav and Balak and so on and so forth. So what is this doing here when it should have been recorded much earlier? And perhaps someone is thinking, Ein mukdam u'uchar b'Torah, there's no order of things in the Torah. But even when that's so, the Rebbe points out that there needs to be a justification for why it is written out of order. We see this, by the way, in Parshas Bahaloscha as an example of why Klal Yisrael's, the Parsha of Pesach Sheni is recorded later than it actually happened. So what's going on here? That's question number one, that it's taught to us so late in the game. And question number two is, why is the language Tishmeru l'hakrev li b'mo'ado used? You should be careful. As I'll say in many places that the word lishmor evokes the notion of a losase, of a prohibition, that you have to be careful not to commit something. And here, it clearly means be careful to indeed offer these korbanos many times. So why the lashon of shmirav, of yishomer, which indicates a losase, when in fact it's being offered as an ase? Rebbe explains based on a Noam Elimelech, a fundamental idea. Noam Elimelech says that every generation, aside from its responsibility to offer, to perform all of the mitzvos, whatever it is that if the Torah requires of an individual, even though we're always commanded in all the mitzvos, every generation has its particular avoda, its particular mitzvah. In fact, the Rebbe Elimelech says that in his generation it was tittus. Okay, that's like requires a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh to understand what it is in every generation. But we sense this generation that deal with technology, generation that built with rebuilding Klal Yisrael after the war, and founding Moistus, and so on. Every generation has its avoda. The generation of Moshe Rabbeinu was the generation of Torah. They were the Dor Dea. They were the generation that was learning. They were acquiring the Torah. The generation of Yehoshua was already a generation of avoda, a generation that would have to serve Hashem. The pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua that Vayavod Yisrael as Hashem kol yemei Yehoshua, that Klal Yisrael served Hashem. And so the avodas hakarbonos, the notion that should have been recorded so much earlier, is recorded here to teach us this important lesson, that every generation has its work. Moshe's generation was one thing. That entire generation has passed. They no longer are the generation of knowledge, the Dor Dea. There's a new generation that has arisen, and they are entering Eretz Yisrael, and so there's a hint to them by the communication of the Avodas HaKorbanos, the service of Hashem through Korban, which is a very simple act, that they will enter Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, they indeed will be those who serve Hashem with a totality of service. We know that that's our responsibility. We know that Eretz Yisrael can bring us close, and so the messages are two. But also it says Tishmeru. Tishmeru means that you should be careful. It doesn't always mean that there's a lav. It also can mean, like the pasuk says in Miketz, the Aviv Shamaras Hadavar, Yaakov Avinu held on to something. Mamtin umitzape masayavo, says Rashi. Wondering and hoping, when will it come? So here in Parshas Pinchas, as we've entered the 3 weeks, and we always enter the 3 weeks with this reading, we also have to remind ourselves that we want to offer the karbonos. But the messages are, too, that Eretz Yisrael is a place for our service, that we have to serve Hashem, and that's why we're given this great gift, and that's what Yeshua's generation was like. And also we have to search in our generation for what is our particular work that was different than our parents. How do we have to serve Hashem because of the special times we live in? And Hashem should give us the strength that Eretz Yisrael is a place of our avoda for all of Klal Yisrael, and that every individual ourselves, that we search for what is the work of this generation, and we don't stop ourselves where we received our parents, but we ourselves to serve Hashem and to use everything we have to serve Him properly and in the time and accordance of what our generation's call is. Hashem should give us all strength that all that we do correct should be a merit for Klal Yisrael, and the tshuva that we do with ourselves should be the greatest merit of all. We'll continue with the Tehillim and the Misha Berachs at this time. Tehillim Perach Chaf, Psalm 20. L'Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Ve'olasecha Yidash Nesela. Yitem Lecha Chilvavecha, Lechatz Ezrecha Yimalei. Nirana Nabi Shuasecha, U'veshem Elohinu Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodcho, Bigvuros Yesha Yemino. Elev Arechev, Ve'elev Asusim, Va'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima Karu Uvena Falu, Va'anachnu Kamnu Vanisodod. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai ro'ilo echsar, bin os deshe yarbitzeni, almei menucho sinaleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eleich b'gei talmoves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shivtecho umish antecho, heima yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorirai, Dishanto v'ashemen roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi. V'shavti beveis Adonai v'orech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lama alos, esa einai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha. Hine lo yonum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakecha, viyorei ach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Of Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha'ma'alos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tehyeno oznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imecha tzelicha l'man tivorei. Ki vithi Adonai ki vesa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe imo fidus. Vehu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Membez, Psalm 142. Maskil leDavid v'yosov amara sefila. Holi el Adonai ezak, holi el Adonai eschanan. Eshboch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. This ateva lai ruchi, the atayadata nesivoti, borachzu aleich tamenu fachli. Habeit yamin urei vein li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi. Zaakti elecha Adonai, amarti atamachsi, chelki beretz achayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki delosi meod, hatzileni mirodefai ki ametsu mimeni. Hotzia mimasger nafshi lodos es shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim kisigmol aloi. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batzoro vashivya, Omedim bein bayamulim bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleim viyotzein mitzara leracha umeafei lo lera umishibu begula. Hashta bagalov izman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them with from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarechas Chayalei Tzva HaGanel Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Abimar Mitraim U'Min HaYam HaGadol Ad Levo HaRavar V'Yabashal V'Avir V'Yam. Yitein Adonai Esaveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayalei Mikol Tzva V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Machla, V'Yishlach Bachal V'Atzlachol B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Yadber Soneinu Tachtehem V'Yatrem B'Chesar Yeshua V'Ateres Tzachon, Bikuyam Ehem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Elohichem HaOlechim Lachem V'Yivachim Lachem Yoyvechem Loshi Aschem, V'Nomar Amen. Mishaberach Avosein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzva HaGanal Yisrael U'Shvuyav, V'Eskol Achinu HaNesunim B'Tzorah B'Shivya, V'Avur Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh Mitzvahal B'Avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'Yotzeh V'Talmoves U'Mos V'Osem Yatek, ומצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. דודו באדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו בבני אדם, ויקוים מהם מקרא שכוסוב, ופתודי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ראינה, ושמחס עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחו ישיגו, ונעשו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. I'll make the Mishaberach for Cholim, and we'll pause for those to insert their own names. Mishaberach אבוסנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הו וירך וירפא, אס, Let's call a cholin. So shall Chole Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu Leirach and Olav, Laleim, Lachimam, Lachsam, Lachsam, Lachiosam. Yishlach lahem mehirah refuah shleimim min hashemayim l'chol evreim l'chol geim so shar chole Yisrael refuah nefesh v'as guf hashda bagalov yizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shoshan. And we look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year of Hashem and in the near future. And I absolutely agree with the sentiment you shared in the beginning that this call is all about the callers who call in day in and day out. Most who have been with us really since the beginning, they are what allows and enables the program to continue to go on. It's a demonstration to the EOU and to the community that there's a need for such a call. And please God, as well, as long as we continue to have callers calling in, we here on our end will continue to have the call going forward. So please continue to spread the word, share it with your family, friends, with your community, put in the shul's newsletter. We would love to have more come, not because we can brag and say we have so many callers calling in from around the world, because each person who joins us are more tefillos that are being said. And in almost 4.5 years, millions and millions of words of Tehillim have been shared on this call, which truly is really an incredible achievement, not the OUs, but you who I'm speaking to right now, who are listening from wherever you are around the world. You are the reason we do this call. So thank you so much. And again, Rabbi Shoshan, we look forward to having you back on. Please, God, Yemei Shoshan in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope, all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbat.